Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports. Live from Las Vegas, August 21st, 2018. Already, the year's more over than it is not. It's almost that magical time again near the end of the year, so hope you guys are all ready. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Hosting tonight along with myself, Justin Griffiths.
How you doing, Michael?
All right, not too bad. How you doing, man?
I'm here. Still no kids.
I know. That's what I hear. What's the holdup?
They want to wait.
Keep pushing them back up.
They want to wait 3 more weeks. The doctor said they're not ready yet. But one is 7
you
pounds.
You have a stubborn old lady. I'm telling you.
No, she wants them out.
I bet.
She wants them out.
No kidding. What's the new date? You thinking?
They recommended a C-section at 3 weeks from that day, which was August 16th. So it puts us at September 5th or 6th.
Straight around.
Because right now they're still premature.
Oh, really?
But one is 7 pounds, 7 ounces, and the other is 5 pounds, 13 ounces.
Oh, wow.
So I don't see them being very premature. I mean,
yeah,
at 7 pounds, I don't believe that's premature anymore.
Just think if you had just one, 13, 14-pound baby in there, that would be a big baby. You got two. Is that one at 7 and what, 7 and 5-something?
It's funny because everybody's like, are you sure there's not triplets in there? I was like, yeah, I'm positive. We only see two.
I think the doctor wants the
one other
that's
one
5
hiding.
Pounds. Yeah, right. The doctor wants the one that's 5 pounds to catch up to the 7-pounder.
They said he's supposed to put on 2 to 3 more pounds.
Wow.
Before they come out. I was like, you realize that's almost 10 pounds, right? Like,
and your old lady's eyes are getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, she wants them out now. She was up to Aaron. She wants them out now. When the doctor was like, well, we might have to push it off 3 more weeks, she was like, please don't.
They want to bake more.
Well, we could put her in a skid plate or something like that, and I'm sure they'll
That means this weekend I will be at Vegas with the truck series.
Appreciate
and I will be
it,
helping
yeah.
out.
Sounds good. We're happy to hear that. So.
I made a couple deals and
oh.
I got somebody to babysit her and make sure nothing happens. She told me on Saturday, she was like, if you go to prom, I'm not calling you if I go into labor. It's funny because her best friend Kelly looks at me and was like, it's okay because I will tell you, I will call you, I will let you know. I was like, well, you put my back on something.
But you still didn't go to prom.
No.
How much did you pay her?
Look, he had a way out, and he said
I
he
decided
didn't come
not
out.
To. I decided that might not be good for my relationship.
Back to my question. How much did you pay her?
I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, well.
Oh,
I was going to say, I might stay there and babysit if it's
worth it. Exactly, right? Make some extra money. Uh-huh. Of course, the voice here also hosting tonight, along with myself, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Uh-oh. I just got a report my brother will be racing this weekend, so everybody bring a gas mask. We're on the smoke that you're being seen pouring from that board.
Hey, the good
I guess
news,
you don't have to worry about no...
there won't be any bugs?
Bugs,
or
yeah.
Mosquitoes.
That's right. Mosquitoes are what I was looking for.
Okay, Gary Griffiths will keep the bugs away with all the smoke.
That's right.
Well, that's cool. That's another car out there. Before we get too far, I do want to say tonight's show is brought to you by Hear Clear. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Hear Clear.
Hear Clear.
And what is... Let me see what our script is. What's our script? Of course, Hear Clear, if you need custom earpieces, and...
Joey can come right here in studio and do it.
All right. Your source for custom earpieces and all your hearing needs. Get a hold of Cindy at Hear Clear. The phone number is 725-333-4327, and that's 725-333-HEAR. That's 4327. So thanks for that. That's the show, guys.
I hope we got that right.
We got some of it right. I'm pretty sure we got some of that right. You know, and realistically, that's something. Did you get your earpieces back yet?
Yes. I don't have them, but I seen a picture of them.
Oh, well, then you don't have them back.
No.
If you ask him, he has them. I mean, will you be wearing them Saturday?
Is Cindy on that?
She will be.
Ask her that question.
Hey, Cindy, if you're watching, will he have his earpiece by Saturday?
And I have seen a picture of them. And again, thanks to Cindy Clark for making them for me. And as a shock to everyone that knows me, one is purple and one is yellow.
And I was a witness. He tried to get two purple ones.
That's right. She wouldn't do them.
Well, and the difference in the colors is that just so you can easily signify right and left sides, and you know, obviously. And that's something else. If you don't know, if you know, a lot of racers that are in divisions that don't have.
Those are pretty.
Spotters or anything like that. A lot of times now, you do have to have receivers at most tracks. So here's a chance where you can get. A custom fit. I mean, they fit where you can buy these semi-custom ones and all that, but they never fit right. So if you want an earpiece that fits, you know, now's the time to get it. Here's where you can get it from. It's here clear. It's 725-333-4327.
Is that the famous Mr. Wyatt?
So.
No.
That is definitely the famous Gary Wyatt.
What are you guys talking about? I'm in the dark here. You guys.
I see it now. I'm sorry. I didn't see the bottom one. No, Paul, it's not.
Paul from Pahrump.
Paul Ford from Pahrump.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you have to have a receiver or something like that, and you have an issue with the twisting them up, sticking them in your ear, you know, they get dirty, they fall apart, you know, get yourself a custom one from Cindy at HearClear.
Yes.
And she'll fit them so they are actually molded for your ears, and they won't fall out, you know, on you, and they'll fit comfortably. You'll probably even forget they're even there. So.
Pretty impressive watching her make those.
Yeah.
So we can come right to your studio and do it for you.
Come to you.
Hey, I can't promote. She'll go to your studio.
No,
but
that is a mobile service too. She will go to you and do that. So if you don't know, you know, if somebody were to ask me, hey, where do I get a custom, you know, earpiece? I wouldn't know where to tell them, except now I do. Or you can ask for Wonder Woman.
That's right.
Your choice. So anyways, let's move on.
Yes. We will move on. Hold on.
What are we moving on to?
We're moving on to Pahrump Valley Speedway this past weekend.
All right.
I'm okay with that.
And I have to say, congratulations, Mike, for your first win.
That's right.
In Pahrump.
Absolutely.
Is that your first win, period, or is that your first win in Bombers in Pahrump?
Bombers in Pahrump. I had a mini stock win in Pahrump years and years ago, but...
And yes, that was the purple car that beat me.
The one you want crushed beat you. But now you want it crushed even more.
No, it's going to beat me to the crusher. It beat me Saturday, and it's going to beat me to the crusher.
Well,
I still want to crush it.
Let's make a deal. If I beat you again, I get to pick which car gets crushed.
No.
The two.
I'm thinking that red, white, and blue car would look good in the crusher.
No.
It lost this mojo. You mean it's going to beat, what, 3 weeks in a row?
And,
You know, I have to put this out there. You know, Anthony Mann, of course, the 00 had won twice out there. I was fortunate enough to beat him out there this weekend. But kudos to them guys to get at least one car out there. You know, we all know how hard it is sometimes to find the trailer, a truck, and all that. And they did everything they could to get two cars out there, but they ended up only getting one, but they were still able to push to get one car out there. So, you know, thanks for making it out there.
Yes.
It helped.
And they did tell me they had truck problems. And then once they solved the truck problems, then they had trailer problems. And
But they still made it.
Yeah.
So.
They still made it out there. And again, it's, I'm not sure what part of town they live in, but it's not like just going to Vegas 20 miles. I mean, they're traveling 60 miles to Pahrump.
Yeah.
So, and they'd made it in time. So,
cool. You know, goes to show if you determined to make it, you can make it.
That's right.
We're going to backpedal real quick.
Okay.
If we can find out a price for Cindy, Adam Simon's actually on here right now asking what the price is.
I'll tell you one better so you don't hear it third party. Call 725-333-4327. Adam, give her a call directly. That way.
I think that's backwards. But it's okay.
He
but
can read backwards. Adam can read backwards.
Put it upside down. No.
There you go, Adam.
Yeah, sorry about that, Adam. Yeah, we would find out for you, but then the price might keep going up at every hand it goes through.
That's
so
right.
You better to go direct.
We want you to get the best price from Cindy, so go
tell
direct.
Tell her who you are.
And tell her where you heard it from.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
I think she'll give you a good racer's discount.
Let's
so.
Say I know he'll be out there on Saturday at the Bull Ring. Cindy will probably be out there
maybe
too, Wonder Woman.
Him, yeah.
Talk to her right there. So
work it out direct. That's all I got to say. We
she's telling me yes, it is backwards. That is 725-333 here. That is 725-333-4327.
And make sure you tell her you heard it right here on Wheels Now.
That's right. You won't be disappointed, Adam.
No.
Adam says thanks. So.
All right, no problem. So, anyways, going back, you know. Thanks for them guys to make it out there. You know, it's sometimes it is tough. If anybody does need help getting to the track, let fellow racer know.
Yep.
Let one of us know. If we can help, we can't. We will.
Yep.
If we can't, we can't. But it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yep.
So.
And I know those guys. At some point, they actually towed two cars out to Vegas and had to go pick up a third car.
Another one. Wow.
So I mean, I give them kudos. And I remember me and my brother had to do it back in the day.
Right.
When I didn't have a truck. And my brother would tow his car out there, his super stock, come home and pick
right.
up my bomber and take it out there for me. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, and that's like I said, it's not a short haul. It definitely
yeah.
is a long haul, and
yes.
but they made it. So, but yes,
and back to you.
Yes,
let's not.
Luckily enough, my mom went Facebook Live to watch. That.
Oh, did
That's
she?
Why I congratulated you as soon as
so,
as soon as I seen the checker. I looked at my girl. And I was like, Mike's gonna win this.
Oh, I got lucky.
Anthony got out there for a good lead there
yeah,
for a little
did.
Bit.
Somebody,
Steve
brought the yellow
yeah.
out.
I seen Steve spin to the infield and
yeah,
the caution came
and that,
out.
And that again, that turn four wasn't.
Wasn't nice to Steve.
Wasn't nice to none of us.
It was nice to me.
I'm about to say Michael was pretty good. So.
No, I'm just playing. No, it was fun. You know, it was good. You know, I was waiting for that checker flag to come out. I kept going. I was like, come on,
yeah.
I'm about to spin myself out here.
I've said 100 times, when you're in second place,
right.
you never want to see the
yep.
checkered flag.
When
you're in the lead, it can't come out
yep,
fast enough.
Come on. It's like,
so.
Come on, let's get it out here. There's a couple times where I thought I was going to get out of control. I was like, hey, relax, you know. It's like it's hard to gauge sometimes how much of a lead you have or not,
yeah.
or who's really around you. But it was fun. It was a good race. I think we all had some good restarts. We had some close running with Arlie there.
Yeah, oh yeah,
and
Arlie and I. Once
so.
You and Man got up there a little bit, Arlie and I battled for, I don't know, seemed like half the race.
I seen Arlie up there battling for a little bit. And
yeah,
I know
yeah.
Anthony took off and then. Him and Michael took off together, so.
No, it was good. It was a good race. It was fun. What else is there to say?
And thanks, Rob Street, for all the photos.
Yes,
I sent you.
Thanks,
I know I sent
yeah,
you
he
all the photos,
that.
And I know,
yeah.
I know Gary. I know Gary probably saw them. So it was cool.
And I told Gary I'm going to have to keep winning until I get a trophy because they gave a plaque this time.
I saw that. It's the last two races.
It was the last two.
Well,
yeah.
No.
And I'm just
playing.
But.
The three races ago was up and then a trophy and now another plaque.
I think I know Anthony got one plaque. I saw
yeah.
that at the pitchers.
Yeah.
But jumping subjects real
okay.
quick, NASCAR Xfinity Series ran this weekend. And I don't know if you guys seen J.A. Jr. actually ran the Xfinity car. He was an old Vegas kid. I don't know if you guys remember him racing
uh-huh.
out here. He raced and finished 20th at Bristol.
No kidding.
In the Xfinity
wow.
series. So I seen his dad just logged on to watch. So
huh?
I'll make sure that got
cool.
put out there. And
cool.
We'll have to watch him in the 78
we'll
car.
We'll dig a little deeper on him and we'll talk some more about him. Any Vegas people we can promote that's not already beyond our reach. Yeah, well, you know, we like to talk about. So, you know, congrats to just being in the Infinity
yeah.
race, let alone
in Bristol of all places.
Right.
That track looks pretty tough. race that. I know a lot of the Vegas guys actually, I know a couple, Dustin Ash actually raced it super late at Bristol.
Oh, no kidding.
When they did that big super late, the modifieds went down there too, and it was a big wreck fest. Remember Dustin Ash went down there, so.
Cool. Well,
we can go back to prompt now.
No, that's okay.
I wanted to make sure that guy said.
That's okay. What do you got over there? It looks like you got tarot cards. Are you doing some fortune telling? Or?
It's a phone charger. It's a phone charger in his place.
It's like a stack of tarot cards over
a
there.
Mophie?
A Mophie.
Mophie?
It's called a Mophie. It's a phone charger. It charges my phone.
That don't look like the one you gave me a couple of years ago. Mine's pink.
Oh, you got a pink one, too? I got a pink one.
And I still use it. It still works.
But now neither one of you have an excuse of, oh, my battery was dead. I didn't get your phone call.
I can always have that excuse. I didn't bring my Mophie with me today. This show's sponsored by Mophie.
Yeah, there you go. I just had to say it because I didn't know what that was. It looked like
it's a phone charger.
Card.
See. Two of them. We can charge. You need your phone charge? We can do two of them.
Let's see. No, I'm good. I got it. So yeah.
I don't know what you're doing out there. You lost three races in a row.
Well, here's what happened.
Oh, this should be interesting.
My goal was to get in Gary's head about four races. I'm just playing.
His goal was to get in my head at the beginning of the season, and it still hasn't worked.
It worked.
Something got in your head.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, you know.
21 straight to
21 straight to three losses.
Well, you know what? There's
that just means more Vegas cars got to come out there and try.
Well, yes.
You know the lot of variables. Like you said, that's what makes the dirt racing fun. Is you got track prep, you got weather changes, you have just a number of different variables,
and
in different parts of the night, you're going to have a completely different track.
Where you start and finish. You know the.
From your heat race to your main event, you're going to have two different racetracks.
I won the heat race.
Yep.
So, like you just said, two different tracks,
yep.
You know.
Yeah, just all.
And you guys were, what, second to last?
Third.
Third to last,
yeah,
yes. Third to last. Where it was nice and blacktopped.
That's why the Vegas car did good.
Yes.
But it's not really a Vegas car because it has more races than Brooklyn.
No, did you hear this?
Hold up.
You heard that, right? That is a Vegas car.
It was built for Vegas.
I beat Gary.
So was my red, white, and blue car.
Listen, I beat Gary. And to top it off, just in case I beat the 00. What more is it going to take to get you to wash my car for you to keep your end of the bargain?
How many races you got in Vegas? Because last time you said
I am a registered Vegas driver.
Oh,
I can prove that I am a registered Vegas driver. The season's not done yet. I'm a Vegas racer.
You're going to bring the bomber out to Vegas this weekend?
I might. It's possible.
No. I can tell you no.
It might be there.
With you in it?
Why are you backpedaling? I'm gonna have to dig up some footage.
Yeah.
From the past.
They're all archived.
Yep. Yes, they are. Speaking of that, they are all archived. If you missed last week's show, great show with Chuck DiGuevara. Sorry, we lost about 12 or 15 minutes.
The Facebook world did not lose anything.
That's true.
The Facebook world
that,
heard
that
it
is
all.
True, but the other listeners did lose some, so we'll have to have them back in, and. Give him an extra 15 minutes.
Yeah. He's only allowed to come back in for 15 minutes. That's it.
No. You know, and he was out there at Pahrump this past weekend
He made the trip out.
Just by the way, and him and he brought some family with him.
Well, I know Chloe Lynch, who drives the 50 Bandolero, her and her father went out there. I seen the picture of that, and they went out with Rob Street was also out there, and Shannon Kelly from the bowling.
Shannon Kelly rode with Mark Smotherman in his car.
Who did you just call him? Robert Smotherman.
He said
Mark.
That's what he said.
I started to say Mark, but Robert Smotherman.
We knew who you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Chuck was out there, and he had some good valid points. And we, of course, on the last week's show, he's been around dirt racing for a long time, and he had some, make him look bad, but not, you know, or look good. You know, he did have some good things to say about Pahrump, of course, but he had some valid points about safety out there.
Yep.
You know, he noticed no on-site EMT. you know, obviously they can call one in and all that. And the safety, of course, you know, the guys out there do their best and they're fast and they get there and all that. But, you know, fire extinguishers, you know,
I was gonna say,
different places.
We've been out there for how long? It's been about 5 years that I've been around all the time out there and never had that big of an issue. It really,
it only takes one bad incident.
Unfortunately, it only takes one.
And
but,
that could close the track down, you know. So, but, you know, I think racing in general, obviously we all know it's dangerous regardless. And then people sign waivers and everything else before they race. So they understand. But
and, I mean, most of the guys that race out there, they're every week. They knew about that before they come out. So, I mean, again, you're signing up for that.
Right,
you know the consequences.
Like a lot of times, if you have a lot of these things in place, your insurance will be lower.
Yeah.
You know, and that extra money could go back.
For the longest time, it was actually the city firefighter and the paramedic and all that. So pretty much, if something happened in the city that they needed a fire truck or whatever, they had to shut the races down for however long it took.
Right.
So,
but Chuck had a great idea.
Yep.
You know, he said, you know, even having a volunteer EMT or somebody on site, and, you know, he had a good point is, you know, you charge that back gate, you know, one extra dollar.
Yeah.
$1. I would pay a dollar. I'd pay $10.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. I agree.
For everybody. Yep. And, you know, if that guy, he can make anywhere from a couple hundred to whatever it is, you give it to that guy.
That's actually a great idea.
You know, and doesn't matter if he made $1,000 that night, you know, give it to him.
Yep.
If he made $200, he still gets to watch the races. He's on site, you know, and that was a great idea from Chuck. That,
and if he don't do nothing that night, good for him.
Exactly.
But
even better.
If something happens, then he's right there on site.
And you just need him long enough till the city EMT gets there, you know, with that 5 minutes or 7 minutes it takes.
Could save somebody's life.
Exactly. So, but great idea, Chuck. You know, it's sometimes it takes an outside look to get different point of views. You know,
I mean, that's not the first time I heard somebody bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially from Vegas people that they know the
bullring. They're used to the bullring. Yeah, and they got to understand too. The bullring is a top notch racetrack.
Well funded.
You know, on the West Coast here, it's well known. They have a feeder track, which happens to be a big super speedway that somebody owns. So
exactly,
you know, the safety guys there are.
Let's just say there's
the
a big difference between Chad Broadhead and Bruton Smith. There's a lot of money separating those
like
two.
Like a few million.
We don't know that about Chad. He might be one of those guys that has more money than Bruton Smith, but he just don't like to spend it. We don't know. No.
Trust me, Bruton Smith owns how many different tracks? He has Bristol. He has Charlotte, Vegas. Trust me, that guy's not hurting for money.
Yeah. Well, hey, you sound like you're jealous.
If I had half the money he had, I would be okay with it.
If you had
I just had 1%, a quarter.
1% of his money, you'd still be super happy. But anyways, great racing out there. They had they didn't have the little cars.
Not the little kids' carts.
Yeah, but they
is that what they're called? Carts?
Yeah. They had dwarfs out there this weekend.
Derek Rossi won that.
Is he like he always wins?
He is the head of that club.
Oh,
the Vegas
surprise.
They had SNDCA, which is the Southern Nevada Dwarf Car Association, which that was a bigger group. And I believe their club now is called Sin City Dwarf Cars, and they just focus in on the you know, Vegas, Mojave, and one other track that I know of. Mm. And that was when I was part of the dwarfs and all that, and I was actually racing with them.
Tonopah, do they race up there maybe? Or
they did at one point. I know the dwarf cars go all over the West Coast, Santa Maria and Canyon Speedway down in Arizona and all that. So, but he's the head of this down here. I'm not sure how many dwarf cars actually showed up. I seen a list. I know Ridge Abbott was out there, which is Richie Abbott, who is a photographer in Vegas. It was his son in the one. I'm not sure who else
one
made it out.
Triple X?
Yeah,
is that him?
The red one.
Yeah.
His grandpa is actually the old man from Pawn Stars.
Oh.
And I don't know if you ever looked at the back of it, and it has the picture of old man, and it says grandpa said go fast or something like that.
Oh, I never seen that. I have to look for that. Cool.
If you look at the back of it, it says the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop is his sponsor.
Sweet.
So. That's another.
That's a good sponsor.
Exactly.
That's a good family to be sponsoring.
Yep. Dwarf cars were out there.
Coupes were out there.
Smotherman won that.
Yes, Smotherman won that.
Mini stocks.
With
Shannon Kelly.
Shannon Kelly.
Yep. Yep.
And then
the modifieds.
Robert's son R.J. Smotherman won
mini stocks.
Yep. He did one bad restart that I didn't like. He brake checked. I was like, "What is this, a Gary move? What's this guy
doing?"
Who
hasn't done that? I've done that. I'll admit, I've done it.
I have to admit, I've never brake checked on a start.
Okay.
Intentionally.
Okay. I lied. I downshift, which isn't technically brake checking somebody, but in the bombers, I go from second to first.
Oh, yeah, but that's not slowing down.
It slows you down.
I don't brake check.
To bog anybody.
I don't brake check.
Johnny Filatro says congratulations on the win last Saturday.
Appreciate it.
He just tuned in, and I know he's seen all the – I posted on my Facebook page the picture of the car, so.
It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. Look forward to more of those.
On a fine note.
I just looking at your face.
Downshifting definitely does. It's almost like a brake check to downshift. And I've done that numerous times. I do it in Vegas.
You do that in the dirt?
Yeah.
I think you're hurting yourself in the dirt downshifting.
No.
Yeah.
I've actually gotten better.
How many wins Gary got? Do you downshift?
You don't admit to it.
I'm just playing.
No.
No, hey, so different cars are different, so they react different.
And there's actually a video on YouTube right now from somewhere in 2014, one of my first races out there. I downshifted on a restart, and I jumped on everybody.
Wow.
And that was when we had like 7 or 8 cars every week. Vern Hill and all them were out there. And I actually had a pretty good lead there for a little bit until Gary just ran me down just because I fucked up too many times.
Thanks.
Surprise,
What car did you have? What number was it?
My 42.
My
Monte Carlo.
Sweet.
I used to race.
I'll have to look for that.
Back then,
Wait, let's go back a minute. Did you say a Monte Carlo?
Yes.
And my Ford caught it?
That's straight up driver.
Oh!
I couldn't. Back then, me and Dirt didn't get along very well.
Oh!
That's what Chet Krishner, a friend of the show, he yelled at me the first time I went out to pull up. Because he was announcing, and there's a video that John Broughton actually videoed the whole race, and you hear him just say, "Justin, let it go. Just let it go." Because I was babying into the corner thinking I was driving pavement.
Right.
And Chet being the dirt guy he is, you just hear him yelling over the, and he's announcing, he's like, "Come on, Justin." He thinks he's in Vegas, guys.
That's funny.
So.
Well, you know, you do get caught up, if you haven't been on the dirt, you do get caught up in your driving habits of asphalt. You know, when the ass end comes out a little bit, you think, "Oh, wow, that's way out there." But if you look at it from the other side, you're like, "Hey, you didn't."
And you see it.
Get loose.
That's the thing. Like, when I watch these videos that are on YouTube, I beat myself up because I'm like, "Holy fuck." Like, I felt like I was spinning out back then.
Right.
And you realize you're only like, you know,
barely
a quarter of a
turn.
Now, the dwarf car was a different thing. When you turned in the dwarf car, they threw themselves sideways. You didn't even have to really turn. There was so much speed. But the bombers, you have to actually, like, slam it into the corner and try to get it sideways. But, you know, you don't worry about that now. I try not to get sideways. If you watch Gary doesn't get sideways. He barely flies.
He's been getting sideways for the last three races.
I notice when Gary gets in second place, he drives harder. If he's out in the lead, if he hits the lead and he's leaving, you just see him smooth as hell, just out there for a Sunday drive.
Well, I've got him figured out. I see a couple habits of his that are downfalls for him. I'm just joking.
On with the show before Michael gets killed.
Hey, I gotta enjoy this while I can. This is not gonna. You never know how long it's gonna last.
I can say you drove a great race.
Well, it was fun. I think the restarts obviously helped out.
He definitely
lot.
Looked a lot better than he did the first time at Arley's start.
Yeah, I know.
And remind you, since that race, he hasn't said he's not gonna spin out.
Exactly.
That's my first race. JJ was like, "You're gonna spin out. Just let it happen.
Yep.
It's dirt. Everyone spins out.
Get it over with."
And I think I've only spun out like twice on dirt. And once was the last time I drove the 81 car, and I didn't even spin out all the way. I got like halfway turned and drove it to the infield just because I didn't want to bring out caution, and Dale threw the caution anyway.
Anyways,
so
that sucks.
I was like, okay, I guess we'll bring out caution tonight.
No, it's a lot of fun. That the Robert, the 92
Schumacher.
Yep. He did the same thing, you know, same thing I did when I went out there, when I was in a heat. I spun out three times in a heat, but he had spun out a couple times in the main. I was like, you know, hey, you'll get it. Trust me. And then during the main, man, he took off. I was like, oh, crap. You already got this figured out from the heat till now.
Yeah, he got it figured out all right.
But that was before any mishap. But anyway.
My wallet's a lot lighter.
Again, mishap. But
anyways. Anthony Mann's working with him, and
right.
he's never been on the dirt. The
right.
he was at the last race.
Yep.
It was yes,
yeah.
the last race, and he has said he's never raced the
right.
dirt. And I've told him 100 times that Bobby, this is not the bull ring.
Right.
You're gonna slip. You're gonna slide.
Yeah.
You're gonna.
Well, and that's part of being smart. As I think you had mentioned also, and off air was, you know, knowing you're new out there. You don't drive underneath somebody
yep.
and knowing you're going to slide up.
And,
you know, that's being
that,
a smart racer.
That is
you
the
know?
Biggest thing you have
so,
to learn is
unless you know your car's going to stick.
Yep.
Like, you know, I knew, you know, and you gauge yourself when you're out there. If you're stuck for the last two times, most likely you might be okay, but doesn't mean you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But
and
that's the
and
biggest thing
you
have to learn.
Yeah, and as you bring up, if you're going to pass somebody on the low side, don't get out in the muck and try to pass
right.
them because.
Yeah,
you're going to take both of you
yeah.
to the wall.
Exactly,
especially
you know,
in the corner because you ain't going to get it turned in the muck down
yeah,
there.
Even
on
though
the
it's short track racing, there's a lot of laps to you know to get,
yep.
give it another lap. You know, so.
I mean, 80% of the guys out there that I've noticed, like if you get on their bumper, they tend to look in the mirror and they will mess up. I know Steve messes up. I know Arlie will mess up. Mike Lane back in the day would mess up every time you would get behind him. Vern was the same way. I was the same way.
Mike Lane was just hoping you were in the front of him, not the back of him.
Mike tended to use people as brakes. his brake pad lasted a lot longer than everybody else's.
Hey, you know, maybe that's the way to look at it. When he looks at another car, it just looks like part of the wall.
Yeah. That's why my car got blue on it. So you can.
I know his
difference.
Brakes worked from the time he brake checked me at the start-finish line. During the heat race.
At some point, you got to pick another excuse, right? My brakes went out. No, I'm just playing Mike Lane. He's a lot of fun. What happened to them guys? They're not...
I know they're still around. They had.
He's getting a motor together.
Oh,
to, yeah. He's... Last I heard... And which
enjoy it.
Hey, look at it this way. We'll have Mike Lane and Bobby Schumacher. Oh, my Lord.
Maybe they'll race together.
I mean,
yeah. Maybe we can start a class just for them two, like maybe Demolition Derby or something.
Well, when they get it, they'll be fine.
Yeah,
they'll be fine.
I want to see all the Vegas guys come out now.
I'd like to see some Vegas guys.
Well, Adam Simon keeps saying he's going to come out. He's going to bring Nick Walter's old car, the old 22 car out. He wants to bring that out after he did the Figure 8 trailer race with it. I know Bradley Thompson wants to come out, driver of the 34 up in Vegas.
Cool.
They want to come out.
Well, look, guys.
But
look at
Brad's had so many issues with motors this year in Vegas.
Well, trust me. Listen, you're not going to run your motor as hard on the dirt. I mean, you might hit the RPMs a little differently sometimes on however you drive, but you're not driving it as hard. When this purple car, you know, has always had a overheating issue and all that. And I can't get it under control
at Vegas.
Not when
the crusher, it's not going to have an overheating problem.
It's funny how he wants to crush this thing even more now. Huh? You know, the sad part is
there's an evil smile on his face
this car,
every time he talks about it now.
I don't know how much easier. I haven't even finished setting this thing up, and I don't know how much easier I can make this thing drive. It's amazing, Gary.
Oh, it drove very easy. It just wouldn't.
But... Now I'm off track. What was I getting at? I don't even remember.
Vegas guys coming in.
No, but the motor.
Don't
see you
but
busting my balls, and you don't even remember what you're talking about.
But, you know, on the dirt, I'm able to drive it easier. I'm not driving them as hard as I do in Vegas. So the asphalt just, you know, takes a lot out of a car. You're pushing the limits a lot harder. Yeah, it's a different limits out at the dirt, but it's you're not hitting them as hard. So I'm able to keep the it's borderline, but right now and it's summertime, I'm able to keep the temperature barely under control. But you know, obviously we, you know, Arlie's had some temp issues.
Yes.
You've actually had some early, you know, a couple few races
some water
ago.
Out,
you know, so it happens. But I don't think they're going to have as many engine issues out there. So I don't know. It'd be fun. To
I know. Chuck says he wants to put a car together and go run out there.
Cool. That'd be nice.
Yeah, he was talking about Mark Skinner's car because Mark's done for the year. That was his big thing.
Why?
Well, Mark, I know, had, you know, personal issues outside of it, and he was stepping away, and he actually wanted to sell the car, and I know blew two motors pretty quick. And it was funny because Tim Mazering blew his motor, and Mark sold his backup motor to Tim. Thinking he was going to need it in the next race. Mark ended up blowing up his.
Oh, wow.
That was a racer helping out a racer.
That backfired on him.
You know, it ended up backfiring
on
him.
Was he in the points?
I know he was up there, but I'm not 100% sure exactly where. I haven't really been paying attention to Vegas very often, the points. I'm out there every week. I see him racing, but I know they're all.
That'd be fun. They should just throw my opinion.
Mark Skinner's eighth.
Okay. My opinion is, you know, you don't, I mean, the horsepower helps no matter where you're at, but I don't think you need the horsepower to have fun and be competitive.
I'm telling you right now, it's actually easier if you don't drive it like you do Vegas. And I learned that very quick because I had the big Vegas motor. The first time I came in the Monte Carlo, I believe I had the 400 in it when 400 were still legal in Vegas. And I would come out of the corner and I would get on the gas like I would in Vegas, and it would just and I was thinking the transmission slipping. You're on dirt, you
tires.
Have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to eggshell that off the corner. That throttle control definitely comes in handy. So unfortunately I learned that very quick when my motor started going blah, 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 and Gary was just leaving.
Yep. Yeah, you know, that's part of the fun is, you know. And, you know,
you
like,
learn more on dirt. You know, you definitely learn. I feel like you learn the car control way more than you do in Vegas. And you definitely learn that throttle control way more.
Yeah, I just think it's a different beast. I am an asphalt guy. I have to say, I think I have, you know, I've been having fun on dirt, but I still call myself an asphalt guy. Cause I
can agree to that 100%.
But you know, and you do learn some stuff in the dirt, you know.
In my opinion, racing's racing, and I love all kind of racing, so I do love asphalt more. I've always said that.
Going back to the dirt, when are you going to wash my car? I want to keep bringing that up. Why will you not wash my car?
It's not a Vegas car.
Is that a Vegas car or not? I have pictures of that thing on the Vegas track.
For the whole two or three laps it made it.
I raced a couple of main events. Finished. It crossed the start-finish line in Vegas multiple times.
How many times?
Twice that I remember.
How many times has it finished the race in...
In Pahrump?
Yeah.
Every time it's been there?
And which is, what, four or five?
Four times.
Four times.
Four
it's
times.
A broken car now. No, I just want you to know.
No. Four,
it
four
doubles
times.
The total from two
four
to
times.
Four.
Four times.
Sounds like...
No. So now you're backpedaling saying if a guy comes out from Vegas, now you're putting a time frame on it that you just made up to say, well, if you race this many times, it's automatically a Pahrump car, not a Vegas car. So if a guy comes out, if a guy comes out from Vegas, now that you're backpedaling, if Adam Simon comes out or Chuck comes out, is Chuck a Vegas guy or not?
No, because if Chuck builds a bomber and comes out there, Or runs Mark Skinner's? If he even runs Mark Skinner's.
Come on.
3 years in Vegas.
Okay, let's say Adam Simon comes out. He races three races, don't beat anybody, and then the fourth race he does. He's not a Vegas guy anymore. Doesn't matter.
Here's Patrick.
Here's what I'm going to say. Only because you're backpedaling. Here's what I think we should do. For the On Wheels Now show, I think we should set up a car wash to raise money for a charity. And we'll come up with a charity or something like that. And we'll raise money for a good cause. Maybe not this month, but maybe next month, sometime before the end of the month or something like that. Just because he's backpedaling, we gotta make up for it somehow.
Yeah.
And
Anthony Mann.
I don't care.
He has multiple years on that car.
I heard that car is not the car that raced in Vegas.
Why did you offer to wash his car?
Why has raced in Vegas? Why? When? 2 years ago?
It's a Vegas car.
All of a sudden, my car raced.
In 1904.
Right. My car raced in Vegas. It's a Vegas car. But what's the difference? If that car raced in Vegas 2 years ago, mine raced more recent.
Thanks, Justin. Now you're scaring everybody away that was going to come out and get their car washed because they all can beat me.
I tried to tell him I will wash his car just to prove a point.
Well, I say we do that.
He kept yelling at me.
I say we'll do that. I want to see you with twins in your arm washing a car.
Heck, would that get them to wash the car?
Teach them early. Well, and your girlfriend there, she'll be free of baby, so she can help wash cars too.
I hope she's watching right now.
Only because you're the one backpedaling, getting her involved in this mess. You're the one getting her involved in this. So this sounds like a good idea, Gary. We'll put together a car wash. We'll raise a fundraiser. We'll have a fundraiser.
And Justin will be the front man.
Here's what I say too. We'll pick an area where if some guys out there want to volunteer, they want to come bring their race cars to take them off the trailer and show them off to the public to help bring in people to come get car washes. We'll have an area big enough where they can bring their cars, you know, to show off, kind of a show and shine type of thing. If you want to do that. We'll put together something only because Justin's backpedaling. We got to make up for it. We try to stick to what we say. So we'll get him to wash at least one car.
At least one race car.
If Tim Mazarin comes down from Utah.
No, I don't want to hear no more deals you're going to break.
No, hold on.
No.
Tim Mazarin is talking about coming down from Utah.
Tim, don't listen to anything Justin says because I don't know if he's going to be truthful.
And I will wash his car.
Whoa!
If he finishes dead last. See, that is a haul just to come down here. Go to race in front.
Oh, man. You're making up your own rules all of a sudden. How about we start making up some rules?
Yeah.
I will wash your car just to prove a point to you.
Well, you can. And we'll Facebook Live it at the fundraiser car wash. I will let you wash my car.
I'll come to your house right now.
No.
No, not right now. We're doing the show.
Oh, my Jesus. Justin, I can't win with him.
We're going to wash. Justin will wash the purple 65X car at our fundraiser car wash. We'll keep you informed.
Yes.
Sound like a plan?
It sounds like
a great plan. We'll pick maybe a couple of good causes. So
look, now
you
got
one.
Adam Simon and Brad Thompson on here giving me shit.
Well, they should.
Yes.
You guys should.
Hey,
I hope
while you're washing cars, a lot of people out there bring vans.
Hey, it's a good idea.
If it's an On Wheels Now, we're all washing cars here. Just so.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, that's fine.
That's fine.
I'm not afraid to wash cars.
We're going to make up our own rules. You're the dedicated van guy. and everything else.
And anything bigger than a pickup truck that shows up. You know, like maybe a Top Kick or a toter. Somebody needs a toter out there.
Compact, midsize, and large vehicle and XL vehicle.
That's right.
Anything over 10,000 pounds.
Maybe like their Top Kick or something. You know, they need.
Thanks, Justin, for volunteering for that.
Their toters. Hey, you can clean their toters. We will get a ladder specially for you.
You know what? And there's going to be some trailers out there probably with guys that need them washed when they bring their race cars.
Yeah. Hopefully they bring the double stackers for you to wash.
Wait, he's pausing this so nobody can know.
No, I'm trying to catch up on comments. Just between Brad Thompson, Rob Street, and Adam Simon, my Facebook just blew up.
Hey, and speaking of Rob Street, we will invite you, Rob, to come out and
that's right. You know, bring your wife's car, bring your car.
Exactly. Bring your girlfriend's car.
Adam
that's
Simon
right.
wants to bring the semi.
Yeah, bring it.
Bring the semi.
Yeah, bring
that,
the semi.
We have assigned Justin to be that person to wash that car.
That's right.
Truck, whatever
that's
it is.
Right.
So we'll keep you informed. We will put
whatever you bring out, Justin will wash.
Justin. Now, okay, we won't go that far. I was going to say something else, but we'll leave it at that. Thanks, Justin. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's not backpedaling no more.
Bite me. Bite me. On with the show. Let's talk about Vegas coming up this weekend.
Wait. So we're on board. Sound like a plan. We're going to do that.
We'll get it together.
All right.
We'll keep you posted on this radio show. We'll put it together.
Adam Simon says he can bring about 4 semis.
Perfect. Great, Adam. We'll let you know where you need to line up.
That's right.
Might need a weekend deal.
We'll find a spot. Where
we'll find. Trust me, we'll find a spot that will hold all 4 of your semis.
The boring parking lot.
No.
We'll give you a ladder and a sponge. No,
that's right.
No, nothing on a stick.
On with the show. Let's talk about Vegas coming up this weekend.
Well, are we done with Pearl? We didn't get to some of the other ones. There's some other races. Alex didn't race this past
weekend. No, Alex did not race. No.
Who was the 11 car out there?
Alex is married. He didn't race this weekend.
I was going to say something about that. Yeah.
But Dan Snowden did, and Dan Snowden won.
Yes, he did.
42?
Yeah.
42?
Yeah. He doesn't come out very often. He's been, you know, kind of bouncing back, missing a couple races. But man can definitely drive. Every time he comes out there, he definitely puts on a show.
No doubt.
When
do you come back out to Pahrump to watch?
I don't know.
You're not allowed to race.
Justin's worried.
Well, to be honest, the kids should have been here already. You know, if we would have went by.
No. I know you think just because the kids are born that you'll have time, but you will have less time.
Uh-huh.
There's a big difference between, like I said before, being an hour and 15 minutes away if something was to happen.
I know.
And to be, you know, 30 minutes. And this weekend, I really want to help you guys out at, you know, Vegas with the trucks.
Absolutely.
So.
But after that, so hopefully what, fifth or sixth-ish?
When is the next Pump race?
The 15th. No, yeah. 15th and then
the first.
Well, he won't make. Well, yeah, he might make.
No,
first.
Adam Simon was asking when the next Trump race
September 1st.
September 1st, Adam.
Yep.
Couple weeks, right?
Yep.
So, yep. Couple weeks. Cool. That'd be good. Now, I don't know if you want to wait for Justin to wash your car at the car wash or after the race sometime, but I'd say wait till the car wash so we can put it all together. Gary's looking at me like, what makes you think he's going to beat me?
You know what?
I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing.
When Gary is racing the truck on Saturday night and he's racing,
new deal.
If he's racing against you, I'm going to be on the radio with Gary. We already talked.
Okay.
I'll be a spotter.
All right.
As soon as you go to pass him, I'm having him turn right. I've been like, you got to back to low. Go high.
No, he's going to pass me on the apron where you're not supposed to go.
Hey, you know what? We don't have an apron rule here. So. It's allowed. It's allowed. So, all right, let's move on. We'll move to Vegas. Every single division in the world at Vegas is racing this weekend.
That's right. And all students, teachers, staff,
faculty, whatever you want to call it.
Yes. Are free with a valid school ID.
And they get one guest. Is usually how
is
that
it
went.
Free or is it, remember,
yeah.
I don't remember.
No,
that
it don't
time.
Say that
well,
here, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I remember with the college night, like, my girl brought her CSN badge, and I ended up getting a free ticket too. And they were like, "Oh, you get one guest," which it makes sense because who wants to go to the races alone?
Well,
so usually
we don't know if that's true. If you want to double check,
that's how
call
last time
702-644-4444 and confirm that, because we don't. I don't think you know that for sure, but I know in the past.
Last
I guess
time,
yeah,
the last
but
college night they did that.
It is the back to school night. You know, by what, Wheeling Engineering,
yes.
This weekend, and let me tell you, they have every division racing out there that you can think of.
And let's go over them: NASCAR Super Late Models,
Super Late,
Super Stocks,
Bombers,
Modifieds, which I'm proud of, the Late Model Truck Series, the USLCI Legends,
Thunder Cars,
and Bandoleros,
Bandos.
And skid plate. So yeah. You're right. Every division known to mankind
is racing.
Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
It's gonna be. You know what? For anybody that loves racing, the track's been doing a good. You know, Tim out there has been doing a great job keeping the program moving along and getting done at a decent time. Mm-hmm. But every race division is gonna be out there. Yep. But I think it's gonna be a good night of racing. If you like racing, watching.
Have you seen the schedule yet?
Yes.
Well, we need to verify, because there's two different schedules that are published.
And hold on. Before we go to the schedules, the skid plate cars are going to be out there.
Yes.
So my favorite to win is...
So Gary will be rooting for Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Is that supposed to be a secret?
That's too straight.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
she's going
exactly.
For
her.
She's going for 21 straight, she told me.
Yep, 20. She got to beat the king, the king of the dirt, right?
Yeah.
I got 20 more just to tie it. I'm just playing, Gary.
It's not easy.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, that car drove super easy this past weekend. I don't know how to make any faster.
It's going to drive real easy to the crusher, too.
I just
don't
know how to make any faster. No, I'm just playing here.
As a matter of fact,
I'm just joking.
I saw Rob Street put a picture of both of us, mm-hmm. You in the purple car, me in the, and they're both 65. I'm going to print that and take it to Steve at Nevada Pickup Park.
Hey, trust me, Steve's on my side. We've already talked.
Oh, no, he's not on your side.
As soon as you blink, that car will not be anywhere near the crusher. and of course, what Gary does out at Pahrump, speaking of that real quick, with that picture in mind that he's talking about, usually when Gary wins, he gives the Toys for Smiles cars to the kids out there. Almost every kid gets something.
Oh, yes, almost every kid.
And you also still do the Vegas Strong giveaway car.
Yep. And
a $10.
$10. And that fund was up to $20 because I hadn't won the two previous races.
So it rolls over. So each time you build it up for the next person.
Yep.
So that's a good thing. You know, that I'd like to see Gary back up there. I wanted him to be there because he built that car that I'm racing right now. And, that's a really good car that he built. The demons that he thinks are in there have been exercised mostly out. It still has a couple, but no, it's a good car that Gary built. And that's why, I wanted to make sure that the kids all got something, and that's a really good car that he built. So,
and remind you, as you just said, you wanted me to give the cars, and it is, supposed to be me, or someone on my team.
Oh, okay. I didn't
know.
I've been initiated, I guess.
As soon as you put the number 65 on that car, it was a JC Motorsports car.
Well, somebody had come up to Gary at some point and said, "Man, that 65 number is a popular number out there."
Yes, one of the guys that drive the coupes came to me and he said, 65 is kind of a popular number out here, huh?
Just so you know, I'm going to be repainting that car, a totally different scheme, and it's going to be along the lines, because they messed up my name out there. And
how
I've
many
been,
thousands of times?
Multiple times,
say.
But I'm the Reaper out there, so I'm going to do a Reaper theme on that car coming up, just so you know.
Well,
don't waste your paint. It's coming
on a side note. back to Vegas. Yeah. Tad Burns, who races modifies out here, wants to know what your modify is and why you're not racing.
Oh, my
it.
Gosh.
Hey, Todd, well, easy there, pal. We got him going in a bomber.
Here's the problem is. Well, hi. Thanks. We're blank. That's okay. That's
there
okay.
We go. There we go.
Well, my modified's illegal now. I got to get a crate motor. That wasn't my excuse before, but I got 100 more excuses. I got plenty of.
Talk about me backpedaling.
I'm not backpedaling. I've always said I got an excuse for everything. They're not always good excuses. But no, that's a good point. You know, it's something that there's just too many projects going on. You know, me and Gary's talked about different stuff that he wants to do, stuff that I want to do, stuff that we want to do together. You know, there's different things.
Don't stop.
Yeah. Again, that's why Gary's the man on a mission.
And you're his partner in crime?
I got my own mission. That's the problem. We got multiple missions going on.
That's right.
So
back to Vegas.
Yes.
Again, as you know, the late model truck series will be out there this weekend. We got a few things in order from previous times. So.
Right. You know, and the good thing is, you know, the bad thing is we fall on the same nights as some other tracks that run trucks. So we will see a truck count build as the season after this race. You know, we'll have a decent, you know, we'll have some cars, trucks out there. We'll see the truck count grow. We've got, you know, the September 22nd race also out of Vegas.
I was just going to say we're back out there September 22nd.
They should have called this one the Pack the Track night because they're packing it with a lot of division, let me tell you. But that's September 22nd is the Pack the Track night. We have our a race out in the Speedway at Willow Springs October 13th.
Yes.
We have confirmed schedule at Havasu November 10th. We have a race scheduled out there also. So it's going to be really fun type of races that we have coming up. Those nights don't fall on any other truck guys' nights, so they have a chance to be able to come race these different tracks, you know, to bring their trucks out and race these different tracks. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun out there. So
we will, this weekend, we will be giving away some T-shirts, some late model truck series T-shirts.
As long as... all goes well. We will be definitely giving out some T-shirts. We got a couple other things. You know, we'll be making sure everybody gets, not everybody, but we'll make sure we give out some stuff. We're going to have some stuff available after the race if fans want to come out and come over to the, you know, our pit area where the trucks are to you know, come get some shirts or something like that.
Come check out the trucks.
And look at the trucks, right.
Yep.
So take some pictures with them, things like that. So, again, for the late model truck series, it is the
season opener.
It's our season opener, but it is the Melling Performance Race Across America night for us for
the
our series for this race. So, you know, we got $150 giveaway for a first and second product coupons, I guess. For first and second place winners, we get, you know, trophies and you know, something for the top three guys. We also have the Racers Rewards program that we're a part of this year. So each the top three guys will also get a coupon booklet, bonus booklet with over $3,000 in discounts. For race products that they can buy, they're going to buy them anyways. It's all the popular names like K&N, you know, all of them, RaceQuip, you name it, Richmond Gear, Melling, you know, Performance, all that stuff. That there's over 50 different products that they're going to have discounts for. So that's also going to go to our top three this race, and the rest of the race will go give them to the top five guys. So September 22nd race is our Richmond Gear Night, so that's going to be fun. But this race this weekend is our Melling Performance, you know, the Late Model Truck Series, where we're presenting the Melling Performance Night. So,
and again, as Mike said, after the race, come down and see us in the pit.
If you want to find out more, you can always go to lmcstrucks.com, latemodeltruckseries.com. We'll also be there. can also go to the bombernation.com website and make sure you go to the LBMS.com website. Click on the bouldering link and check out the schedules there. It's going to be a fun night of racing. Call the track and confirm that we get in a partner in for free also. But anyway, again, we're out of time. Looking forward to see you this weekend, and love to see you next week live here at onworldnow.com. See you at the races.
Thanks for listening.